know Sean sent me a text. He goes, breaker, breaker? Question mark. Kind of funny. All right, I gotta go. I gotta get a cup of coffee and get moving here, or I'm gonna get in trouble. I'll talk to you guys later. Go ahead, Joe. NAKBB.
I will say break is still very appropriate in amateur radio, but it has a very specific meaning. It's, when you say break, you have an emergency. Stop. Give that person the frequency. Don't carry on and say, I'll get to you, or anything like that. If somebody says break, you're supposed to stop and give it to them. It's just not used for a casual, can I get into the conversation? I think that's the point. Anyhow, have fun, guys. W8FU.
Yeah, KE4CYQ. Sean, thanks for jumping in there. Yeah, usually your call sign, or once in a while during a roundtable or something, I'll say comment. If people are keying up too fast, that's another thing to remember. Leave pauses so somebody can get in with their call sign for a comment or interject something in a conversation or a roundtable. But especially with a net, you got to give your call sign and they recognize you and kind of give you the floor, as they say. But thanks, Sean. Good morning, Sean. And I got to cut away here, Greg, and you guys take care. Have a good day. And good luck. Yeah, YouTube's definitely the best library there to look up things, but check out your settings for C4. You might not be transmitting in C4, but listening in C4. And I rarely use the automatic mode setting because somebody could key up their radio and change it back to C4, and your radio's back to AFM, rather, and it's not in C4 when you go to transmit, so you got to be careful. Automatic mode setting picks up on what setting your radio's on or should be on, and it'll be on that one next time you talk. So 7-3 from KE4ZYQ. Over to you, Greg.